This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The stench is unmistakable. A venomous cloud rising from the heart of Edom, a brazen disregard for justice, a targeting of those who seek truth. It's not chaos, it's the unraveling. The flailing of a beast wounded unto death, and Israel, we must see it for what it is. These are the birth pangs of a dying empire, a system built on shifting sands, now exposed by the winds of Yahuwah's judgment. They offer comfort, they offer security, this Babylon of our age, but her embrace is a snare. A gilded cage designed to assimilate Jacob's seed, to sever the covenant ties that bind us to the Most High. Look to their schools, their institutions, temples of indoctrination, meticulously crafting a history divorced from truth, a morality rooted in vanity. They don't cultivate a heart for Torah, they forge a mind for conformity. They seek to erase the ancient paths, to replace remembrance with forgetfulness. Reports are surfacing from places like Kansas, where justice itself is uprooted. This isn't simply a political battle, a clash of ideologies. This is a spiritual assault. Edom's war isn't against individuals, it's against the very seed of Israel, against the promise Yahuwah made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They seek to dilute your lineage, to erase your identity, to render you indistinguishable from the nations. They want to break the line, to sever the connection to the ancient covenant, to leave Israel scattered and lost. But Yahuwah has not abandoned his people. Even in the deepest darkness, he provides a path of restoration, a reclaiming of what was stolen, a remembering of who we are. The prophets spoke of this time, of a gathering of scattered Israel, a rekindling of the ancient flame. It isn't a physical relocation alone, it's a restoration of heart, a turning back to the covenant, a rediscovering of the ancient wisdom passed down through generations. This begins with the scrolls of remembrance. Not just the written word, though that is vital, but the remembrance within our own hearts, within our own families, within the collective memory of Israel. To reclaim the stories, the traditions, the laws, the songs, to understand that we are part of a continuous lineage stretching back to the beginning. Consider the fires we see burning, the echoes of cosmic disruption. Yah spoke of such signs, yes, Yahu foretold them. These aren't random events, these are the tremors of a world being shaken, a judgment descending upon Edom. And as Edom struggles, as her foundations crumble, Israel is being awakened. A stirring in the hearts of the scattered, a longing for something more, a recognition of the truth. The digital dominion of Edom is tightening, their surveillance reaching into every corner of our lives. They seek to control not just our actions, but our thoughts, our beliefs, our very identities. Malachi warned of this, of a system that would attempt to impose its will upon Israel, to dictate our faith, to suppress the awakening. But Yahuwah's plan is not thwarted by technology. He will use even the tools of our oppressors to gather his people, to reveal the truth, to expose the lies. And be not deceived by the manufactured realities, the orchestrated fervor. The reports of groups like Patriot Front, these are not organic movements, they are carefully constructed deceptions, symptomatic of the decay within the Edomite system. Yirmiyahu warned against false prophets, against those who would lead Israel astray with empty promises and seductive lies. These are distractions, designed to keep you focused on manufactured conflicts while the true judgment unfolds. This is a time for discernment, for separating truth from falsehood, for reclaiming the ancient wisdom. It's a time to remember who we are, where we come from, and what Yahuwah has promised. The restoration is not a passive process, it requires active participation. It requires a commitment to Torah, a dedication to truth, and a willingness to stand against the tide of corruption. The targeting of Israel is escalating, the surveillance tightening, the oppression intensifying. Zechariah foretold this, of a time when Israel would be a burden to all nations, a thorn in the side of Edom. They will try to silence us, to marginalize us, to erase us from history. But they cannot extinguish the flame of Yahuwah's covenant. They cannot break the spirit of a people determined to reclaim their inheritance. The time is now. The scrolls of remembrance are open. The path to restoration is before us. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.